The effort in Sitka began about a year ago at a community health summit. Doug Osborne, a health educator at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, joined forces with Matthew Turner of Advancing Our Communities and Natalie Sattler of the Sitka Conservation Society and formed what came to be known as the Sitka Bike Friendly Coalition. Osborne has been a steady bike commuter for all of his 5 years in Sitka, so he knew that the town wasn't unfriendly to bikes, but the league sets out 58 benchmarks for communities seeking a designation, and he knew Sitka had a long way to go.
When that group formed a year ago, we went through the 58 benchmarks, and we gave Sitka a score. If we were to turn our application in at that point, I don't believe we would have gotten an honorable mention, let alone a bronze. So the work and the dynamic work that took place in the last 12 months, I think, is what really elevated us and made cycling in Sitka safer for people and something that people were thinking about and doing. And
the 58 benchmarks are clustered around what Osborne calls the five E's: education, encouragement, evaluation, engineering, and enforcement. And Sitka needed work on all of them. Well-produced and frequent public service announcements became a mainstay of the Sitka airwaves.
Attention cyclists!
Riding your bike against traffic is often based on the fear of traffic hitting you from behind.
However, wrong-way riding is one of the leading causes of crashes, accounting for up to 20% of all
crashes. They said, tell us about your Share the Road campaign. We said, that's easy, we don't have one. So we did some PSAs, we did some education, we did inserts in the paper. Now we're able to say this is our Share the Road campaign.
Following simple guidelines like these helps everyone to safely share the road. After all, same roads, same rules, same rights.
The coalition also organized a community bike ride last August, which was attended by 300 people, brought a League of American Bicyclists trainer to town, held safety workshops for beginning riders and adults who may be returning to bikes, and won the support of the Sitka Assembly. Social service organizations call these kinds of activities outreach, but the Sitka Bike Friendly Coalition managed to broaden its partnership into other sectors, ultimately drawing financial support from 33 organizations in town. Natalie Sattler is with the Sitka Conservation Society and is an avid bicyclist.
It's a community activity that anyone can participate in. It helps, you know, bicycling helps improve quality of life for Sitkans, and that's actually part of Sitka Conservation Society's mission, is improving Sitka's quality of life. So it seemed just like a natural fit to be a part of this.
Sattler worked with the coalition to review the bike-friendly application and the 58 benchmarks and came up with an idea to build a couple of covered bike shelters in downtown Sitka. The first one will be dedicated on Sitka's main intersection during National Bike Month events in May. Sattler says a covered shelter in rainy Sitka is not all the community could be doing for bike infrastructure, but it is a beginning.
I know that there's a lot of things that we were sort of lacking, and that we needed to build up, so more multi-purpose sidewalks and, you know, bike lanes that are marked, all sorts of things. So, but, you know, I think even just showing that we've got the incentive to move in that direction and that we've done a lot just in this past year, obviously the league saw that.
Both Sattler and Doug Osborne agree that the bronze level award from the League of American Bicyclists is just a start. Communities joining the ranks of silver this year include Bellingham, Washington, and Missoula, Montana. Tucson, Arizona, and Madison, Wisconsin became gold cities this year, and Portland joined Davis, California as one of only two platinum communities honored by the league. Osborne says platinum is not unrealistic for a place like Sitka.
It's creating a culture around, this is sort of how we do it. So if you went to Davis, cycling's supported in the infrastructure by the planners in the city, by the elected officials, by the people who are out riding and riding safely, by for-profits, non-profits. It just is integrated. In fact, Davis, California, if you look at their city, they have a bike on it. That's how integrated bicycling and physical fitness is into their community. And so for us, that's what we would shoot for, is having a system where the bike is just part of how life in Sitka is.
And a few of the other communities joining Sitka at the bronze level this year: Oxford, Mississippi, Charlotte, North Carolina, Port Townsend, Washington, and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.